Moed Katan Per Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu Kosvin B'moed. These are the people that can write on Chol Moed. Kiddushin Noshim. One can write Hare At Mikudeshes Li to a woman, because one of the ways to be Mikadesh a woman is with a shtar. Because one can do that on Chol Moed. Davar Ovid, obviously. Maybe somebody will be Zocha to marry her first. Also, Freisol says the shtar Tanoim could also be written on Chol Moed. Gittin. Also, you can write a get to divorce. If, let's say, he's going to be going and traveling abroad. And if he wouldn't write the get now in Chol Moed, she may be left as an aguna. Veshovarin, and also receipts in general, because let's say during the time of Chol Moed, people had some money left, and a borrower had the ability to pay back the lender, and the borrower demanded a receipt, because if he didn't get the receipt, the lender could say, hey, you never paid me back. Here's my shtar that you still owe me. So the borrower needed a receipt, and we allowed them to write it on Chol Moed, so this way the lender can get his money back while the borrower still has the money. Daitiki, we allowed a write a daitiki, which is a shchiv meira, lo'aleinu, that's dying, and he has his last will and testament, whatever he says, that certain funds should go to a certain person. So the people that hear it, they can write it down as proof later, because divrei shchiv meira is kichsuvim chsurim damo. It's as if it's written and given over. And the daitiki is the shtar, like the raya to it. Matana, or also we can write a matana, so this way it's not a davar avid for the person that's receiving matana, because afterwards maybe the donor will just retract. Uprizbolin, and also we can write a prizbolin Chol Moed. Let's say a lender is going to be going away and he's not going to be back by the end of the year, and then Shemitah is going to hit and he's going to lose out. So we can write a prizbol to give everything over to Beis Din, so this way the lender doesn't lose out. Igros shum is that when a borrower doesn't have what to pay back, the lender can take from land, and Beis Din assesses what the land is worth. The malva, the lender would make sure that this was written down, the assessment is written down. This way, if later, when he came to demand it, because the Beis Din actually ripped up the shtar chov after they gave him the assessment, and now he did not have the shtar chov, so they could say, you can't, we paid you back, you know, we don't owe you anything, he can bring out the assessment to say that he can take from the land. The igros mazon, this is a shtar that a person wrote when he got married, that when he dies, the daughters would be able to live off the value of land until they get married. And Beis Din had a right to sell this land, to be mefarnes, and sustain the woman and her daughters. And they would write the Maisa Beis Din on this. Shtari Chalitza. This is the shtar that Chalitza was done in front of Beis Din. Umeunim. And also the shtar Mion. Mion is a ketana, where her father passed away, and her mother or her brothers married her off. It's a marriage midrabanan. And if she wants to get out, she can get out even without a get. And they used to write a shtar, Edis, on this. And this is called the shtar Meunim. Ushtari Beirurin, and also the Shtar Beirurin, this is when it comes to Dayanim, you'd have two parties, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, each one would choose one Dayan, and then the two Dayanim would choose a third Dayan. So when they were Mevarer, who the Dayanim were, they wrote a Shtar Beirurin, so they couldn't change their mind anymore, the two different parties. Ugzeris Beis Din, and also Stam, a Psak Beis Din, V'igrois Shel Rishus, and this is a government document. All these things can be written on Chol Moed. They're those that learn the Igar Shal Rishus is actually just like a personal letter or something like that. Shela Shalom that a person writes to his friend. And because, like the Rambam says, this is a Maisa Hedyut, when people just write, it's not as much of a problem. But according to that, you have to say that we're dealing, like Taisentu says, that is a Tzarech of a Moed. In all these cases, are mutter to write on Chol Moed. When it comes to writing in general on Chol Moed, it's not these cases. So that's a big sugya in halacha that we're not going to go into now, obviously.